Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6. The traits of modern-day vampires are pretty well established. They have fangs, drink human blood, can't see themselves in a mirror, and they can be warded off with garlic. But vampires didn't start out so clearly defined. Scholars suspect that the modern conception of these monsters evolved from various traditional beliefs that were held throughout Europe. These beliefs centered around the fear that the dead, once buried, could still harm the living. Often these legends arose from a misunderstanding of how bodies decompose. As a corpse's skin shrinks, its teeth and fingernails can appear to have grown longer. Corpses weren't the only cause for suspicion, though. Before people understood how certain diseases spread, they sometimes imagined vampires were behind the unseen forces slowly ravaging their communities. Because of this, vampire hysteria tended to occur during outbreaks of the plague. Tales of vampires continued to flourish in southern and eastern European nations in the 17th and 18th centuries, to the chagrin of some leaders. By the mid-18th century, Pope Benedict XIV declared that vampires were fallacious fictions of human fantasy. Still, anti-vampire efforts continued. And perhaps most surprisingly of all, one of the last big vampire scares occurred in the 19th century, New England, 2 centuries after the infamous Salem witch trials. Folklorist author Michael Bell estimates that there are 60 known examples of anti-vampire rituals in the 18th and 19th century New England. These anti-vampire rituals were introduced as a medical procedure and were claimed to have healing effects. During the vampire panic in New England, vampires were finding a new role in European books like Carmilla and Dracula, as well as in vampire-themed plays. Though drawn from folk legends and past vampire scares, the aristocratic vampires in these works of art were more like the vampires we know today. Vampire panics died down in the 20th century as these fictional monsters replaced folk beliefs. However, there was a strange resurgence in the late 1960s, when the president of the British Occult Society said that a vampire had been spotted in London's Highgate Cemetery, with several people claiming to have seen a tall figure floating in the cemetery. The traits of modern-day vampires are pretty well established. They have fangs, drink human blood, can't see themselves in a mirror, and they can be warded off with garlic. But vampires didn't start out so clearly defined. Scholars suspect that the modern conception of these monsters evolved from various traditional beliefs that were held throughout Europe. These beliefs centered around the fear that the dead, once buried, could still harm the living. Often these legends arose from a misunderstanding of how bodies decompose. As a corpse's skin shrinks, its teeth and fingernails can appear to have grown longer. Corpses weren't the only cause for suspicion, though. Before people understood how certain diseases spread, they sometimes imagined vampires were behind the unseen forces slowly ravaging their communities. Because of this, vampire hysteria tended to occur during outbreaks of the plague. Tales of vampires continue to flourish in southern and eastern European nations in the 17th and 18th centuries, to the chagrin of some leaders. By the mid-18th century, Pope Benedict XIV declared that vampires were fallacious fictions of human fantasy. Still, anti-vampire efforts continued. And perhaps most surprisingly of all, one of the last big vampire scares occurred in the 19th century, New England, 2 centuries after the infamous Salem witch trials. Folklorist author Michael Bell estimates that there are 60 known examples of anti-vampire rituals in the 18th and 19th century New England. These anti-vampire rituals were introduced as a medical procedure and were claimed to have healing effects. During the vampire panic in New England, vampires were finding a new role in European books like Carmilla and Dracula, as well as in vampire-themed plays. Though drawn from folk legends and past vampire scares, the aristocratic vampires in these works of art were more like the vampires we know today. Vampire panics died down in the 20th century, as these fictional monsters replaced folk beliefs. However, there was a strange resurgence in the late 1960s, when the president of the British Occult Society said that a vampire had been spotted in London's Highgate Cemetery, with several people claiming to have seen a tall figure floating in the cemetery. You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information
in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7. Any keepsakes, charms, and totems we take with us on our journeys say a lot about our inner worlds. The faithful may carry a crucifix, sailors may carry amulets to ensure a smooth voyage, etc. During the Apollo missions to the moon, each astronaut had just a small personal allowance pouch. Unsurprisingly, many chose to take family photographs, though uniquely, on the Apollo 16 mission, astronaut Charles Duke opted to leave his snaps behind on the moon's surface for posterity, unaware that solar radiation would eventually bleach him and his family out of existence. Any keepsakes, charms, and totems we take with us on our journeys say a lot about our inner worlds. The faithful may carry a crucifix, sailors may carry amulets to ensure a smooth voyage, etc. During the Apollo missions to the moon, each astronaut had just a small personal allowance pouch. Unsurprisingly, many chose to take family photographs, though uniquely on the Apollo 16 mission, astronaut Charles Duke opted to leave his snaps behind on the moon's surface for posterity, unaware that solar radiation would eventually bleach him and his family out of existence. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8.
A stray cat got its paws on a gourmet feast courtesy of an airport delicatessen after managing to get inside the fish counter, it's reported. The tabby was filmed by staff at the airport, helping itself to marine delicacies, including squid and dried octopus. The stray was seen scrabbling at packaging and happily munching away on the contents. It was a costly break-in for the store's owner, who had to bin the entire contents of the fish counter, worth about $1,000. A stray cat got its paws on a gourmet feast courtesy of an airport delicatessen after managing to get inside the fish counter, it's reported. The tabby was filmed by staff at the airport, helping itself to marine delicacies, including squid and dried octopus. The stray was seen scrabbling at packaging and happily munching away on the contents. It was a costly break-in for the store's owner, who had to bin the entire contents of the fish counter, worth about $1,000.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9. Residents in Japan have been left baffled by a large iron ball that has washed up on a local beach. Fears it could be a stray mine were dismissed after experts used X-rays to examine the object's interior. There are no indications either that it was involved in espionage by nearby China. The presence of two raised handles on the sphere's surface prompted a more prosaic and the most likely explanation, that it is a mooring buoy that had floated off. There were suggestions it resembled something from the popular manga series Dragon Ball, while others believed it was a UFO, but neither of these theories is very plausible. Residents in Japan have been left baffled by a large iron ball that has washed up on a local beach. Fears it could be a stray mind were dismissed after experts used X-rays to examine the object's interior. There are no indications either that it was involved in espionage by nearby China. The presence of two raised handles on the sphere's surface prompted a more prosaic and the most likely explanation, that it is a mooring buoy that had floated off. There were suggestions it resembled something from the popular manga series Dragon Ball, while others believed it was a UFO, but neither of these theories is very plausible.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10. Adiga upset many middle-class Indians when the white tiger hit the bookshelves. Written from the perspective of Balram, the son of a rickshaw puller, the book is a series of letters that he writes feverishly, but never sends, to the soon-to-be visiting Chinese premier, documenting his wily ascent from an impoverished boy to a wealthy entrepreneur. Through his sharp-eyed, witty, and frenzied descriptions, Adiga highlights the brutal injustices and corruption of Indian society. Adiga upset many middle-class Indians when the white tiger hit the bookshelves. Written from the perspective of Balram, the son of a rickshaw puller, the book is a series of letters that he writes feverishly, but never sends, to the soon-to-be visiting Chinese premier, documenting his wily ascent from an impoverished boy to a wealthy entrepreneur. Through his sharp-eyed, witty, and frenzied descriptions, Adiga highlights the brutal injustices and corruption of Indian society. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11. A new material discovered on the moon has prompted China to announce plans to launch 3 uncrewed missions to the moon in the next 10 years in a bid to rival the US lunar presence. The material has the potential to be a future energy source owing to its helium-3 content, which shows promise as a fuel for nuclear fusion. A new material discovered on the moon has prompted China to announce plans to launch 3 uncrewed missions to the moon in the next 10 years in a bid to rival the US lunar presence. The material has the potential to be a future energy source owing to its helium-3 content, which shows promise as a fuel for nuclear fusion. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12. The police in Zurich, Switzerland, have launched a campaign to educate dog owners on how they can protect their four-legged friends in hot weather. A prolonged heat wave throughout Europe means that Switzerland has had one of the hottest summers since 1864, with temperatures in July hovering around 30 degrees centigrade. The police say that overheated pavements can be extremely painful on dogs' feet, and in the campaign, they are urging owners
to buy shoes for their dogs in order to protect their paws in the high temperatures. The police in Zurich, Switzerland, have launched a campaign to educate dog owners on how they can protect their four-legged friends in hot weather. A prolonged heat wave throughout Europe means that Switzerland has had one of the hottest summers since 1864, with temperatures in July hovering around 30 degrees centigrade. The police say that overheated pavements can be extremely painful on dogs' feet, and in the campaign, they are urging owners to buy shoes for their dogs in order to protect their paws in the high temperatures. End of the listening section.